Howard, sir.
Yeah. Hello? I thought you'd be interested that about a considerable number of the congressmen that came to the line today were very enthusiastic about the crime message.
Good.
Which shows that we need to see, at least temporarily, make a breakthrough in the public consciousness on this. It also shows how the use of, you've got to have something that's newsworthy, but that the Sunday thing is so much better than the Monday thing.
Well, that just totally dominated the Sunday papers.
Well, the papers certainly were dominated, right. But you too, and of course we had something to say. We have to realize that it wasn't just
There was meat in it.
It was a hell of a meaty thing, but you know, when you look at the Sunday papers, there's nothing else in them. I mean, that's right, there was no competition, basically.
That's right, there was no news yesterday.
But fortunately we had and it was good to slap it right out there in terms of the getting the public...
although it wouldn't have done it if you hadn't changed the whole approach on it and gone to the...
Well, I think I frankly think that if we had just put out the namby-pamby crime message, and it wasn't that bad, but it was pretty namby-pamby, you know, vacillating and talking about two or three pages about how much the Jaffe office was doing to rehabilitate drug addicts.
No use.
I cut all that out, you know, except for one paragraph. But if we had gone on that route, it just wouldn't have done it. I mean,
right. You've
either got to, on this, you're either fish or fowl, and you just had to bang it right out of the park
in
order to jolt them into a recognition of the fact that this is a problem on which we have strong views. So part of our whole problem on this crime thing is that we have too often expressed it in compromising terms. Well, basically, the compromising terms are, from a strictly legal standpoint, the best position. But on the other hand, we have to realize that with all the congressional thing, you've got to get to the right in order to get those bastards to go to the center.
Right.
And the same is true of the establishment. But I really was pleased that we finally got some. And you know, it's curious too, you know, the kind of thing that gets the lead. You notice that they use the term the soft-headed judges and soft-headed probation officers.
Yep.
Well, that had to be written in. I mean, that's really what the country's concerned about.
Well, but that's also what they'll make a play out of. I mean, it's where you can get some attention.
That's right.
And of course, the death penalty, which is...
Well, the death penalty was the real lead, but I mean, as far as rhetoric is concerned, you can crack the judges a bit and puts the blame on them rather than on us for the damn thing.
Yep.
Well, anyway, it may be that we can use this device more effectively. I mean, after doing it, I am more and more convinced, though, that except for perhaps going to the country just for sort of the esoteric effect, you know, I mean, that we all get sort of a boot out of and hitting the local people so that we just don't look at the country through the eyes of Washington, that in terms of a forum, next to doing something on nationwide televised TV, basically, at night, the radio talk is basically as good or better than anything we can do.
Yep.
Don't you think so?
Oh, sure.
Now, suppose I had gone out to Chicago, you know, the Ray Price theory, and made this to the Chicago Better Government League. Now, how much, it wouldn't have gotten this much play, would it?
No.
Or would it?
No, it wouldn't.
No?
In the first place, it would have been muddied because outside the hall, there would have been 17 Jews demanding that you get the...
That's right.
Out of the
That's right.
Or something, and they would have gotten at least equal play.
That's right. The president demonstrated against.
There would have been some little byplay type thing.
Yeah, where I talked to somebody
some lady, and so they'd make a little thing about that. And
but you see, this
story wouldn't.
I mean, that I hadn't thought of, but the point is that just looking at devices, people sort of sneer at our use of radio in '68 and also '72, but goddamn it, it's been effective. I really think it's been damn good. Don't you think so?
Yeah, and you see some of the survey stuff, these things like, you know, Evans and Novak with their quail business where they go into an area and talk to people and all, where they get a playback where some garage mechanic said, you know, I'm worried about this spending thing. I heard the the president give a speech on it on the radio, and you know.
Mm. Really?
Where, yeah, where they actually got a playback from
the guy
who heard it. And there have to be, well, we know there are millions of people who do hear the radio speeches.
That's right.
Plus all the pickup beyond that.
That's why no statement that is worth anything should ever be done unless I at least radio it. And then you can always do the 45 seconds for TV in case we think we want a breakthrough there.
Yeah.
And that's it. This is as good an example of to convert the skeptics, isn't it?
Yep.
As we could possibly have, because if I had done this, for example, the way they wanted it, well, first, the normal way would be to send a message to the Congress, and the normal way, too, would have done it in perhaps a compromising way, but either way, if we'd have sent a message to Congress, it would have made a play only in Washington, believe me.
Sure.
Only in Washington.
Now, having done the radio thing, when you do the message next week,
it's another play.
It gets another story that plays back. The radio thing builds it up.
It's true.
So it gets a bigger play than it would have gotten alone, plus
true.
It gives you the second ride.
True.
This has been a good move. I don't think folks like it very well. The news type, you know, the reporters and all, don't like the... I think they see what we're getting out of it, and they don't like that.
Yeah. The thing is that the reporters like a live event that they can cover and then piss on it for extraneous reasons.
Right.
Now, when you give them a radio thing, Bob, you give them a lean, clear text, and the bastards have to write that and not the extraneous stories. That's the point.
Plus, it totally
this is the thing that...
The thing of he didn't talk about substance.
What?
They try to make the he didn't say anything substantive or didn't talk about substance. Well, this way, that's all you are doing.
That's right.
On the radio thing.
Well, we're talking substance till it runs out of our damn ears.
That's right.
But I think the point that I had not realized is that, as distinguished from going to the country, you here get a clean, lean appearance with what you're trying to say getting across, and they have to write it, and they may not like it. They prefer to write the side issues and, you know, the bitching and all that sort of thing. But if they got no choice, they got to write this, right?
Yep.
Because it's the news.
Well, plus, when you get out in the country, you really don't want the substance to get across. What you want there is the story of the people's reaction to the president, the color.
The color, that's right.
So we're really better off not to do the stuff out there.
Do something that's highly substantive out there. That's right. That's right. Well, I think I want to be sure that they get a damn good veterans one. That's one that we really pissed away here due to some unfortunate statements by everybody concerned, you know, where they put us in the position of not being for Vietnam veterans when we're really talking about the freeloaders, you know,
yeah.
And the gold breakers who want all this crap, you know, that... And we just got to separate them. And this is where OMB has been really crappy. I just don't understand it. I mean, they never have. But okay.
Very good.